Can everyone hear me? Sound is good? Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight. First of all, tonight's limud, the learning we do, should be yischus for a continued refuah shleima for Shein Dvor Abbas Chayachana B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. And our learning should continue to be yischus for the Chayalim and the Chatufim and all the Cholim who've been affected in Eretz Yisrael. And we should hear Yeshuos and Besuros Tovos very, very soon. Tonight's shiur, it's not so much of a shiur, it is hopefully we'll learn together. Hopefully.
I just looked up the earthly power.
Keep everyone on mute there. So tonight's learning is hopefully we'll have siyata d'shmaya. I'll say it like that. I have a lot of different thoughts. I've tried to put it in some sort of order to make it make sense. But they're definitely, I would say, loose ends. Of course, there's always more to learn. And we'll see there are a lot of different things that we'll connect together. So let's just jump right into it. I'll share my screen here. And I want to start with a pasuk in Mishlei. Let me just change it up how I see everybody on Zoom over here. Okay. So the pasuk in Mishlei says like this. A relatively well-known pasuk. But we have this idea of chen. Chen is something that I would say is hard to put your finger on. If you translate it, Art Scroll often says it's favor. You know, matzachin, matzasichin, as it comes up so many times in Tanakh, it's to find favor in one's eyes or in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. But what's favor? What does it mean to find favor in someone's eyes? Anybody want to just start out maybe with a translation of chen other than favor? And I bet, I even wonder if I asked you first, would anybody really translate it as favor? Maybe you'd throw out the Art Scroll translation, but it doesn't really do it. What do we think?
Grace,
good. Anything else? So I think a lot of people suggest something like grace or charm or something to that effect. So it says, "M'sachin v'seichel tov b'nei elokim v'adam pasuk and mishli paragimel pasuk dalad." So before we look at a couple perushim on that, I want to look at a kitzur shulchan aruch. The kitzur shulchan aruch comes along and says, Tzarech Adam Lizahir, a person needs to be careful. Shelo lasos izadavar, to not do anything. Mamish izadavar, sheyecholen lachshod oso, sheasa dvar avera. That people might come and suspect this person of doing some sort of avera. Afal pisheino osa. Even though you know what you're doing. And you know what you're doing is totally okay. Because it might appear to someone else like you're doing something wrong. You have to be very, very careful. And you're not supposed to do that thing, even though you know you're in the right. When the Kohen would go into the Lishka, he wasn't allowed to go in with pants with any sort of pockets or any sort of hem, lest people suspect him of sneaking a couple extra, you know, diamonds or dollars or coins, whatever it may be, whatever they had there. He's not hiding it in the hem or anything like that. So we can't hide anything. Whoa. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A person is required, a person needs to be almost like Yotze, other people, not like to be Motzi, another person, but to make sure he's good with other people, just like we have to make sure that we're good vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, as the Pasuk said, V'hisem Nikiyem Me Hashem Umi Yisrael. You have to be clean, you have to be in the clear from Hashem and from the Jewish people. V'omer, and it says in Mishlei, Mitzachin V'seichel Tov Be'enei Elokim V'adam. So, right away, if we're using that Pasuk as a proof text for, you know, what we're talking about, it sounds like Chen is almost like doing the right thing. Making sure that people see you as if you're doing the right thing, making sure you're seen in a positive light, we'll call it. And no one's going to suspect you of doing anything wrong. Okay, so that's one way that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch takes this pasuk. But if we go up a little bit, but I feel like I've been saying this every week for the past couple months, but Baruch Hashem, I get to teach Mishlei and Ida Crown, and I feel like I'm zocha to a certain sense of like siyata d'shmaya in finding really what I think are compelling ideas and I think the guys have been enjoying. So we'll share this next thought. The Ralbag comes along and says like this. Vihine. What does it mean umatzachin v'seichel tov? And you'll see which part of the pasuk he's being medayek in. V'hine im tanig ma'asecha lefi mishpatei haTorah. If a person conducts him or herself within line according to the Torah and according to the mishpatei haTorah, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, tagia limtzochein b'nei Elokim v'adam. It'll come to be that you will find a certain sense of chein. Again, a difficult word to translate. B'nei Elokim v'adam. You'll find that elusive sense of chein. Not just in the eyes of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but even people. Kihim kalulim mishlemos hamidos. The Torah, the mitos, the mishpatei haTorah, we'll call it, are kalul mishlemos hamidos. They're almost like enveloped, maybe we'll call it. Mashi yimtza bo ha'adam chen b'enei ha'anashim. V'im tamod kfi masha efshar al ofen ha'chachma. Shiyesh be'elu ha'mitos. Az timtza seichel tov b'enei elokim v'adam. B'chol masha tachbos oso. Says the Rabbag, it seems like he's saying that if a person conducts himself within the Mishpatei haTorah, so he will have a positive, I guess we'll call it an effect towards other people. People look at him positively. He's doing the right thing. Sometimes we think, I want to do what's right in the eyes of other people. We don't necessarily think, at times, if I follow the Torah, that other people are going to look at me positively. Oh, I'm afraid of a Chil Hashem. Maybe I have to pump the brakes a little bit. You know, sometimes this even happens in teaching Torah. There's a beautiful maral in the Gur Aryeh on the mitzvos of Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef, not to add and not to detract from the Torah. Don't add more mitzvos, don't take away mitzvos. But the maral in his Gur Aryeh says that when you're teaching Torah, so don't detract from it and don't add to it. Sometimes when we're teaching a person Torah, we are so quick to, you know, make it into this big deal. It's like one of these, like, I don't know, Havdalahs, NCSY, Shalosh Shudas, like, it has to be such a big deal. And sometimes, on the flip side, we're almost nervous to teach the Torah itself. It seems maybe, quote, a little bit machmir, it seems a little bit intense, it seems a little bit, whatever word, fill it in. So we hedge a little bit. And we don't teach the entire thing. Says the Maharal, the Torah is beautiful, the Torah is perfect, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you just teach the Torah as it is, in the most real and true, authentic way, so it'll be seen in a good light. Says the Ralbag, if we live in accordance with the Mishpatei haTorah, so we will be seen in a good light, not just Be'enei Elokim, but also the Adam. People will see us also. If we believe in the Torah, and we lean into everything the Torah is telling us to do, so says Shlomo HaMelech, you will find Chayin and Seichel Tov, not just Be'enei Elokim, but also Adam. Comes along the Torah Tamim on Megillas Esther, and my friend Ramosha Spurin shared with me several Torah Tamimas that are really, really nice with regards to Chayin in general, when I was researching this topic a little bit this past week. But we know that Esther finds chen in everybody who sees her. The Pasuk says in Perek Beis, as we'll see just in a second, scroll down a little bit on the Maror Makomos here, Ubagia Tor Esther Bas Avichael Dod Mordechai Asher Lokach Lo Levas Lavo El HaMelech. It's so exciting when we're reading the Pesukim from the Megillah. Anybody else getting excited for Purim as you Ubagia Tor Esther? I can't even line it, but everybody knows what I'm saying, right? You can imagine the Baal Kore doing that. Lo Biksha Davar. She didn't want anything. Ki imes asher yomar hegai sris amelch shomer hanashim vati Esther no seis chen be'enei koroha. Everybody who saw her, there was this overwhelming sense of chen. In the eyes of everybody, be'enei elyonim u be'enei tachtonim. And so I think the Gemara Maseches Megillah has a line like that. Kamo shenechtav, umatzachin v'seichel tov b'nei elokim v'adam. Ulefi zeh. In accordance with this, says the Torah Tamima, lo ayri kan b'chein v'yofi haponim. We're not talking about the beauty of Esther, the physical beauty or attractiveness of Esther. El b'noam v'tahara samidos. Ki gab b'maylos ilu yafiku ratzon anashim. Says the Torah Tamima that it's a din in midos. Whereas the Ralbag may have seemed to indicate that it was really a din in mitzvos and following the Torah, and necessarily so, by following those mitzvos, you'll have a positive impact on other people. Says the Torah Tamima, there's a certain sense of ni'imos, of pleasantness, of sweetness, of taras amidos. And by, I would say, leaning in and trying to refine our amidos, that's what leads to this chen in the eyes of other people, being viewed with a sense of chen. Now, you could kind of say that those are two different ways of approaching chen, umatzachin v'seichel tov b'nei elokim v'adam. But you could say there's really no machlokas. The Rambam tells us in the end of Hilchos Temura that all the mitzvahs of Kol Ilu Hadvarim Kedei Lachov Esitzer Lusakin Deosav over here in the third or fourth Maramokum on the page. The mitzvahs that we have, the mitzvahs that we're commanded of, Kedei Lachov Esitzer Ulusakin Deosav. They're in order to kind of subdue our Yetzer Hara. Ulusakin Deos, and to fix and to write and to redirect maybe our Deos, and within the Rambam, Deos is Midos. Verov Dine HaTorah. Eino ella etzos merachok migdol ha'etza. And in fact, says the Rambam, that rov dine ha'Torah, most of the halachos that we have, most of the dinim in the Torah that we have, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sakin ha'deos l'yasher kol ha'masim, to help realign our midos and to straighten our ways. So says the Rambam, if that's the goal of mitzvah, so maybe the Torah Tamimah is just saying the outcome of the Ralbag. In other words, if the Ralbag is saying that when we follow Hashem's Torah, we follow the Mishpatei Torah, we will necessarily find chen, not just in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the eyes of people, because the Torah is just and it's true and it's right. And if we act in accordance to the Torah, we're going to be doing the proper thing, and then we will find chen in the eyes of people. And the Torah Tamima said it's a din in midos. If you follow Hashem's Torah, if you want to find chen in the eyes of other people, it's all about having ni'imos, pleasantness, and taras amidos. So maybe based on the Rambam, it's just two sides of the same coin. Following Hashem's mitzvos, and then memela, when you follow Hashem's mitzvos in the proper way, with the proper kavanos, so that's going to necessarily, automatically, memela, correct and realign our amidos, and we will be able to find chen in that way also. So those are a little bit in terms of the pasuk in Mishlei. Now let's take another step forward, because there's mamash a slam dunk mar makom in the Gra. The Vilna Gaon on his perish on Mishlei, this is something fantastic. The Gra says, Chain is milashon chinam. Chain hu milashon chinam, lachain ksiv tamid, itzel chain mitzia. It's a beautiful, beautiful diuk in the psukim. Im no matzasi chain bi einecha. It's a mitzia, it's something that you just find, you stumble upon. It's completely free. And that's why it is going to be, again, chain milashon chinam. Now, a few different things. We have in Parshas Ve'eschanan El Hashem Beis Ahilei Mor, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi tells us he davens 515 tefillos to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop davening, you're not allowed to daven anymore. Rav Lach, Al Tosef, Daber Elai, Od Badavar Hazeh, you're not allowed to daven anymore. And we've shared ideas in the past, if he would have davened, if someone else would have davened for him, okay, separate shmooze. Rashi over there, and I forgot to look this up, so I don't want to quote Rashi because I'm going to botch the words a little bit. But Rashi over there says that Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting a matnas chinam. He was requesting a free gift, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matnas chinam. Instead of, you know, bargaining and trading Olam Haba for Eretz Yisrael, he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him something for free. Now the Malbim in several different places, comes up in Megillas Esther, says that very often chain is the capacity. And Mrs. Beth Pagonitz, I want to give her a shout out. Mrs. Beth Pagonitz pointed out these Malbims to me. She noted that the Mefarshim say that chen is the capacity to get someone else to do something for you. Again, it's almost like a chinam. It's free. It's not required of the other person. But that, again, whatever that word is, that chen, that charm, that grace, that the way we, what's the word I'm looking for? Forgetting the word, now it's on my tikkun, I can't even translate it. The chen that we have towards other people, all of a sudden, can compel them, and you're not even persuading them with words, but it just compels them to do stuff for you. That's this manas chinam. Let's put that on the back burner for a second, and I want to share maybe another take on this gra. The Vilna Gaon is saying something amazing. If chen is milashon chinam, I told my students, I said like this, to find chen in another person's eyes, to act with midos tovos, that sense of ni'imos, costs absolutely nothing. It's chinam, it's mamish free. To be a positive person, or maybe to look for the chen in other people also, is free. How hard is it to try to find something good in another person? Okay, maybe some people it's a little bit harder than others. Maybe some students, you know, I probably told them that while I was saying that. Maybe some students a little bit easier than others, right? But we have this idea that it's milashon chinam, which I think is telling us that it costs nothing to be a nicer person. And it costs nothing to look for the chen, look for the positive, the pleasant qualities in other people. So that's a little bit in terms of hakdama as we head now towards Megillas Esther. And hopefully everything will kind of coalesce and we'll have something to walk away with here. It's no secret, if you go through Megillas Esther, I think this idea of Metzias Chen comes up four, maybe five times. It comes up in Perek Beis, which we already read, but we'll pull up the share screen one more time over here. We already read towards the beginning of the Megillah. Vati Esther noses Chen be'enei koro eha. And then she gets taken by Achashverosh. Vati lokach Esther la melech Achashverosh al beis malchuso b'chodesh hasiri hu chodesh teves b'shna sheva la malchuso. V'ye'ehav hamelech es Esther mikol hanashim. Achashverosh loved Esther more than all the other women. And of course we know, Chazal teaches that hamelech is also a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The previous pasuk Tezayin is hamelech Achashverosh. V'ye'ehav hamelech es Esther mikol hanashim. Hamelech stam, not hamelech Achashverosh, is also maybe a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atisachin v'chesed lifanov mikol habesulos v'yosem keser malchus berosha v'yamlicheha tachas vashti. So she finds a certain sense of chen in the eyes of Achashverosh, and he, you know, selects her out of the whole, we'll call it the whole beauty pageant. Now, we also know, as we already spoke last week, that Esther wouldn't give up anything. She didn't say who she was from, where she was, who her family was, anything like that. There was a certain mystique or elusiveness even within Esther and how she conducted herself, and maybe that contributed to the chen of Esther as well. She wasn't saying it's all about me, she wasn't telling everybody all of her details and giving up everything, but she maintained a certain sense of elusiveness and mystique, and maybe that contributed to chen. Maybe we'll come back to that idea as well. Right, the lo biksha davar, she didn't need anything, she didn't want anything. Maybe that contributed again to the chin. In Parakeh it says, "Vahi b'yom shalishi v'tilbash Esther malchus v'tamor b'chatzar beis hamelech apnimis nochach beis hamelech v'amelech yoshev al kisei malchuso b'beis hamalchus nochach pesach habayis." Fine. So she's getting ready to go in. "Vahi kiros hamelech es Esther hamalka omedes b'chatzar nasa chin be'enav." She finds favor in his eyes. "Vayosher hamelech le'Esther sharbit hazahav," and he extends to her this Sharbir HaZahav, his golden scepter, the Gemara Maseches Megillah, and Daf, I think it's Tesvav. Tesvav Amud Beis Amud Aleph, I forget which one right now off the top of my head, gives five different interpretations. How long did the scepter of Achashverosh extend? Was it 12? Was it 16? I think 24, 60, and 200 are the other opinions in the Gemara there. But again, that might convey, but why do we need to know how far it extended? Maybe that's showing just how far away Esther was staying as she entered into this chamber, the inner chamber, Chatzar Beis HaMelech HaPenimis, and there was such a sense of overwhelming anava and humility, and I don't belong here. But I think, again, when you're making yourself small, maybe that contributes to chen as well. And nasa chen be'enav, and he extended himself to her and said, no, come on in, even though she wasn't invited. Vatikrav Esther vatigiyeh berosh sharbit, and she was able to touch the top of the scepter. Again, in Paragimel, he says, "What do you want? What can I do for you? I'll give you half of my palace." Vayinasin loch ma bakashaseich adchatzi amalchus vatei os. It says over here, "Vatan Esther vatomer she'ilasi ubakashasi." My question and my request. Maybe next week we'll talk about what exactly that means. There's a beautiful malbim there as well. And it relates, if you want homework, this is Geshmak Maramakum that my Talmud and really dear friend Idan Pinchot pointed out to me. We have a Tar Ben Melech here on the Zoom also. I'm sure she knows this malbim from Mrs. Begonis' class as well, but I'm not going to put her on the spot. But the malbim says the same thing by Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh. That which I asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same Bikush. If you want a Maramakum and some homework, I and the Mabim over there for a beautiful Mahalach. But anyway, it says again, we're in Parakeh Pasuk Ches, "Im Matzasi Chen Be'enei HaMelech, V'im Al HaMelech Tov." So again, there's this, if I find favor in the eyes of the king. Let's skip a little bit to Parakeh Ches. "V'atos V'ester V'atadaber Lifnei HaMelech V'atipo Lifnei Raglov." Okay, so hopefully you're with me on the Zoom and you can see the share screen over here to go through these Pesukim. So Vayoshar HaMelech LeEsther Sharvir HaZavav, very good. Esther stands up. Vatomer Imal HaMelech Tov Imatzasi Chen Lefanav. So we have all of this. Again, we have a Malbim over here. We're going to skip this Malbim for now. But we see, Chevra, the notion of Chen playing such a critical role for the Jewish people. And specifically Esther in the Purim story. we know that there is, again, a Kliya, a din of Kliya. It's an Eis Sara. The Jewish people are going to be destroyed. And the notion of Chayin that Esther finds in the eyes of Ahasuerus is really the key to the Yeshua of the Jewish people. There's a really nice mahalach here in the Sefer, Sharbit has, Vayoshar HaMelech, which is a perish on the Megillah, but written by Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, and I want to share with you a little bit of what he writes over here. He says that, first of all, we have to understand that Chayin is something that, again, like we said, it's lamala mitam bedas. You can't put your finger on it. The Gemara in Masech Hasot and Daf Mem Zayin says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Chaynos Chayin. There are three types of Chayin that we find. There's the Chayin Makom al Yoshevav. There's a certain sense of Chayin that a geographical location has on its inhabitants. Maybe a good mashal over here for all the wives who are from Chicago and bring their husbands back to Chicago, right? There's the, we have to move to Chicago, it's the best. There's such chayin that we have here in Chicago, right? Okay, fine. Chayin isha al baila, the chayin that a wife, finds in her husband's eyes. Chayin mekach al mekcho. And again, the chayin of a mekach, a memkar, could relate to buying and selling over here, that again it has over there. And the Maharal points out in his Chidushei Agados, we'll just read one line that he has, because I don't fully understand it. I reached out to one of my friends to ask for a little bit of a bayer over here, and wondering if the Maharal cross-references this idea. But he says, Roy shiyeh ledavar shehu mitztaref elav chein be'enav. Again, a relatively, I would say, intuitive line, but the Maharal, I think, has significant depth to his meaning here, which I don't fully understand. But he says, Roy shiyeh ledavar shehu mitztaref elav, something that there's a connection to, so necessarily there's a certain sense of chein. Now, you could say, okay, obviously very nice. You're not going to want to come into contact or connection with something that you don't find attractive or appealing or charming or something like that. But I think all of these things, again, the chayin and a husband and wife and a certain thing that you're buying or purchasing, it's not just like a flippant connection over here. It's something that you're willing to be moser nefesh for. You're living in a certain place, you're dwelling in a certain place, obviously you're living with a certain person, and you're willing to give up of your own money. There's a certain sense of mesiras nefesh there. That Mimela, we're going to say, has a certain sense of chayin. So, but regardless, again, I'm pointing out that comes up in Chazal over there, but we see that chayin is something that we can't really put our finger on. What's important, though, even though chayin comes up a lot throughout Tanakh, chayin comes up vis-a-vis three different people, besides Esther Hamalka, in which the chayin is used as a key to the Yeshua. Let's start with maybe the very first person in Tanakh that has a certain sense of chayin. Who is that? Who would we say? I saw someone mouth it. They were probably on mute. But Noach. Noach found chayin in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we know that was by the Mabel. We even obviously know, I don't know, obvious, but it's pointed out by the Sfarim, Rabbeinu Bechai, and others note that the name Noach is the letters of chayin. There was a certain sense of nechama that was brought to the world with the birth of Noach. And we know that the world, the Medrash says, in Mereshis Rabbah, that the world was going to be wiped out. The entire world was going to be wiped out, similar to the Gezerah of Hamad, Lahashmi, Laharug, Labides, Kol HaYehudim, Minar, Vad, Zakein. Everybody was going to be wiped out, men, women, and children. That's what happened by the Mabel, and that was going to be what was, that was the din. Except that Noach was able to find chayin in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he and his family was saved. Now, it's halodover, it's pretty wild to note, the Yalkut in Esther and others point this out, that Haman was eventually hanged at the end of the story in the Megillah on a gallows that was 50 amos tall that he had prepared for Mordechai. But Chazal teaches us that that giant plank of wood came from Tevas Noach, which is a wild stat. It shows that there's a link in the story over there. Yasu eats gavoa chamishim ama. Vahaya haman chozer mavakish korach shel chamishim ama. And he didn't find one. He didn't find one in his house. Levishaya bano, he's trying to find the Medrash discusses. Until he came across this one giant plank from the Tevaso shel Noach. Shahaya arko shel neser chamishim ama. Sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu zikaron ba'olam. Why was this still there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made some sort of memorial for everybody in the world. Shiyadu doros haolam shabam mabul olam shekein ksiv Zecher also l'niflosav. This was a zecher for everybody. So then Haman comes and takes this thing, and he wants to hang Mordechai. And it turns out that Haman ended up getting hanged on this. But it was the chain of Noach that allowed him to be saved. Again, we don't really know what the chain of Noach was. He has a lot of, compliments in the Torah, or a lot of adjectives. Tzadik, tamim, ish. Also, many of them point out, ish tzadik, tamim hay bedoros. He was a huge tzadik. But it was his chain that's what allowed him to be saved. The Svarim point out, again, this is more Kabbalistic, not in my pay grade of any sorts. I don't really understand this kind of stuff. But Moshe Rabbeinu also was a person who used or invoked a certain sense of chain to save the Jewish people. In this week's Parsha, after the Jewish people sin with the Chayna Egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're told in Perek Lamed Gimel, just want to pull it up over here, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to send a malach. V'shalachti lefanecha malach. V'geirashi esekanani. I'm going to send out everybody, and you're going to go into this land. And everybody said, V'yishma ha'ames dvar hara hazev yis'ablu. It's pretty wild. It sounds like the Jewish people were sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to be the one to take them up from Mitzrayim now to Eretz Yisrael, but rather there's going to be a malach. He's going to send an angel. Okay, so everyone's going back and forth, and the psukim discuss, but if you turn just a couple psukim later, so it says the following, in Perek, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'ata im na matzasi chen be'enecha, hodieni na es derachecha, ve'edacha, l'man emtza chen be'enecha, ur'ei, ki amcha hagoy hazeh. It's mamish wild if you put it all in perspective. The Jewish people are about to be wiped out. The Jewish people are about to be wiped out after sinning with the Chayda Egel. And again, this is maybe a further connection between these stories, because the Gemara Maseches Megillah says she'ikar hagzera, the real primary reason the Jewish people were going to be destroyed was that we messed up with Avodah Zarah. Hishtachavu l'tzelem, the Gemara says, we bow down to the idol. Shenehnu misudaso shel osel rasha, we were taking part in Sudas Achashverosh. And maybe that is also highlighted in the story in this week's Parsha, when the Jewish people were partying around the Egel Azav. It was the same, V'yoshev ha'am le'echo v'shasu, right? There was a certain sense of schok, v'kalos rosh, that took place by the Chayda Egel. Some of the Sifrei Chassidus talk about how we sinned with simcha. It wasn't just that we sinned with Avodah Zarah, but it was done b'simcha, and we have to, l'tzad ha'tov, to fix it as a tikkun, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. But nonetheless, we see that the Avodah Zarah played a primary role in the Purim story, in the beginning of the downfall, the Kliya, the Eis Tzar of the Jewish people, and so too here by Moshe Rabbeinu, we messed up with the Chayda Egel. And then Moshe Rabbeinu runs up, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, I want to find chen in your eyes. But not just that, right? And this is the amazing thing about chen, and maybe, again, you can think back to, maybe it was a child, or maybe it was a student, if you teach, who's supposed to get in trouble, right? We've all been in these situations. Maybe it's been with your parents that you can find chen. Every kid, I feel like, knows which parent that they have a little bit more chen with, right? When they're in trouble, and they can kind of invoke that, and instead of getting in trouble, and it's the worst when you're a sibling, and you're watching your sibling, right, who's supposed to get in trouble, not only get away with what he just or she just did, but also get something out of it. It's bonkers. But what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? We should have been wiped out. Hashem wanted to destroy the entire Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu was like, no. Mecheni no masivrecha, if that's going to happen, I want out. Also, it's not about me. V'atayim no matzasi chen b'enecha. If I find favor in your eyes, hodieni no es derechecha, ve'edoacha l'man emtza chen b'enecha. U're'ei ki amcha hagoy hazeh. Translated over here, now, if I've indeed found favor in your eyes, pray, let me know your ways, so that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your eyes, and consider that this nation is your people. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos says something amazing. Shlosha devarim bikesh Moshe milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. He asked for three things. Bikesh shetishra shechina al Yisrael, number one. Vishalo tishra shechina al umos ha'olam, number two. Don't have your shechina dwell or rest amongst the non-Jews. V'hodas derachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And show me your ways. At a moment when the Jewish people are wiped out and Moshe Rabbeinu goes to daven on behalf of the Jewish people, not only does he invoke his chen to save the Jewish people, but he's like, by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bishoy your shechina on us, don't be sure your Shekhinah on the Umos Olam and show me your ways. It's mamish wild, right? But the idea is what? The idea is that Chen has this power to be ma'orer a certain ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us that other people find. When we have a certain sense of Chen, there's an essential, a fundamental nekuda in each and every one of us. When we find Chen in the eyes of another person that they can't put their finger on, but they're drawn and they're compelled and there's something there that maybe they can't put their finger on, but they know it's there. My mom used to talk about a certain person. I remember this so clearly, and this is why I think from a young age I was like, a young age, whatever, from that I was in high school, I was paying attention, I would say, right? But my mom would talk about a certain person in the community the person has immense chen. And I never like knew what that meant, but I always knew the person. So I can never explain what chen is, and anybody who ever asked me about chen, I would say, oh, it's that person. Why? I don't know. I can't explain it. They would, and they would try to push me. I don't know, but just go speak to the person. You see, there's such chen from that person. And then from that chen, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get the second luchos. And we get Yom Kippur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive us. And maybe that's another connection. Maybe that's for next Monday night or two Monday nights, the connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mochel us, because he has his ava for us. Now, parenthetically, maybe this just adds another layer before we get to our third chen, saving in an Eis Tzara. Maybe this gives us another layer in terms of understanding Moshe Rabbeinu's role in the Purim story. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamites Amud Beis towards the top discusses, it's an interesting Gemara, and there's a lot written on this, but the Gemara says, Moshe min HaTorah Minayin. How do we know Moshe from the Torah? Now, if you've opened up a Chumash recently, you're going to find Moshe Rabbeinu's name in it, right? So what the Mepharshim explain is before Parshas or Sefer Shemos, we'll call it. Before Sefer Shemos, where does Moshe Rabbeinu come up? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Bereishis. Vayomer Hashem lo yadun ruchi ba'adam lo'olam bishigam hu basar. Since it too is flesh, v'hayu yamav meya v'esrim shana. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that he's not going to destroy the world, so he says that Bishagam hu basar. Bishagam is the same gematria as Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it's kind of funny that Moshe Rabbeinu is there, because if you continue the Gemara, Haman min ha-Torah minayin, ha-min ha-eitz, referring to the Eitz Adas, Tovera, Esther min ha-Torah minayin, v'anochi hasir astir, or Mordechai min ha-Torah minayin. So it goes through all the characters in the Purim story. But what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing there? You have the three big ones, right? Mordechai, Esther, and Haman. Why is Moshe there? But maybe we have a little bit more of an insight here. Because Noach, just like Noach, by the Mabel, the world was going to be destroyed, and through his chen, he saved himself and really the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu also invoked a certain sense of chen to save the Jewish people post Cheda Egel, and that seems to be something that's happening now with Esther and her chen for the Jewish people. Now, where else do we see a certain sense of Shmar applying to the Jewish people? So it comes up by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu is going to meet Esav after running away, after hiding, after getting married, having children. The Torah tells us at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, so he sends his messengers to Esav, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonav El Esav Achiv, and he gives them a text to say, Yaakov Avinu wants to find chen in the eyes of Esav. Now, as far as he's concerned, Esav wants to kill him. I'm afraid he's going to come along and kill me. But he finds chen in the eyes of Esav. And we know, of course, that Esav doesn't do anything to him. It was this capacity, this koach of chen, and it comes up several times in the story with Yaakov Avinu, but we see that it was the chen that saved Noach, it saved Moshe, really, and the Jewish people, and it saved, before that, it saved Yaakov Avinu and his family from a sense of shmad. And I think this is really what's happening here. The Torah says, I just want to pull up the sheet again to share the screen. If we take a look right over here by Malachi. Ahavti eschem amar Hashem ve'amartem ba'ma ahavtanu halo ach Esav liYaakov ne'um Hashem va'ohav es Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yaakov. He loves Yaakov. There is a certain avas ha'etzem, we'll call it. Let's take a look at this beautiful Sfas Emes. But I want to read to you, maybe before the Sfas Emes, just a paragraph from Rav Kluger. He quotes this pasuk over here. Harei lan shegam kashir nira sha'ach Esav liYaakov ve'in mevinim ba'ma ahavtanu ach Hashem yisparach omer leklal Yisrael ahavti eschem l'mal mitam v'das. I, Esav's in the mishpacha, Esav's in the family, and everyone wants to know, and no one can understand ba'ma ahavtanu, why or how, with what do you love us? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ahavti eschem. There's a certain love that I have for you. And it's l'malo mitam v'das. I don't need to put my finger on it. I don't need to explain it. It's just there. When there's a certain sense of ava that one has for another person, they don't need to explain it. You don't need to give reasons and long lists or things like that. You just know. You know it to be true. You know that it's emes. And there are no questions about it. That's how it is. The Sfas Emes says the following. The Sfas Emes writes like this in Parshas Toldos. We know that Yitzhak Avinu was a tzayid b'fiv. Hakos of no sin tam ki lo haya ahava amitis raktulia b'davar l'chein batla davar batla ahava. It gives reason. The Torah itself gives reason for Yitzhak Avinu's love. Ki tzayid b'fiv, because he was tzayid b'fiv. Says the Sfas Emes, that conveys a certain sense of dependency. It was because he was tzayid b'fiv. If that thing falls away, batla davar, then the love will be batel batla. Ahava, l'chein keshekdimu Yaakov b'tzeda of the Ahava. Therefore, when Yaakov Avinu beat Esav to the punch and he brought his father the food first, so then the Ahava was batel. Meaning, the Ahava that Yitzhak had for Esav fell away because whatever Esav was going to or was supposed to provide for Yitzhak Avinu was taken care of by Yaakov. And therefore, I know it sounds kind of wild, but the Ahava that Yitzhak had for Esav kind of went away. It dissipated. Aval Rivka Oheves Es Yaakov Bulitam V'Niskaima Ha'ava La'ar. Rivka's Ava for Yaakov Avinu was Inotliya B'davar. It's because he was her son. V'chein Kavanas HaMedrash Kol Shehaya Shomas Kolo Haisa Mosefes Ava Perush Shelo Haya Tali B'davar. Where it's underlined V'chein Ahava Samakom Baruch Hu L'Bnei Yisrael Gamkein Inotliya B'davar Af lo b'maaseihem, rak bachar lo chelek Hashem amo. Meaning, there's a certain sense of ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. No matter what's going on in life, Hashem loves us, and he quotes the pasuk over there. She'in tam b'ma litlos ahava rak shebnei Yisrael midu bakan elav yisprach b'shor sham. Meaning, like we said before, lo biksha davar. Esther Hamako didn't ask for anything. She wasn't interested in saying anything. She didn't need to give all these certain, you know, all the bio, you know, sometimes you're asked to do so. Can I have a little blurb of a bio? My name's Esther. Shkoyach. That's it. Period. She wasn't interested in self-promotion. She wasn't interested in playing Jewish geography. She's just going to be. And that pashtos, that simplicity, I think contributed to the chain of Esther Hamalka. The chain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMelech had for Esther was this Ava Sheinu Tliya B'davar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people just for being the Jewish people. So let's chazer and then maybe we'll wrap up. We started with a little bit of a discussion about the pasuk in Mishlei. Umtzachin v'seichel tov be'enei Elokim v'adam. We spoke about a Rabag and a Torah Tamima and how our mitzvos, following the Mishpatei HaTorah, can allow us to find chen in the eyes of people. If we trust in the Torah, we'll know that we're doing the right thing and people will look at us positively. We spoke from the Torah Tamima how following in the ways of Hashem, following the mitzvos, can actually help enhance or cultivate our midos tovos, our ni'imos, our pleasantness, and that will allow us to find chen in the eyes of people. We quoted from the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, who said chen is milashon chinam, and how it costs nothing to find the chen. It costs nothing to look for the good in the eyes of other people. It costs nothing to be a polite, a kind person. Then with that, we went into several psukim in Megillas Esther, where we found the idea of Metzias Chen, Esther was nosi yischein b'enei kol ro'eha, and not just everybody, but specifically in the eyes of Achashverosh, v'tisachin v'chesed l'fanav mikol ha'besulos. And then, when she's going to meet with Achashverosh, she keeps invoking this chein. If I find chein in your eyes, if I find chein in your eyes, and that's what allowed the Jewish people, really spearheaded by Esther, to find chein in Achashverosh's eyes, that allowed us to not be wiped out. And we spoke about how chein comes up again many, many times throughout Tanakh, but we wanted to point out, we highlighted three specific instances, Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Yaakov Avinu, where their chein allowed them to ensure that the Jewish people would be saved, or the universe, really, by Noach, would be saved, and the Jewish people wouldn't be wiped out. But we said that this ahava comes from a certain sense of, again, it's elusive, and it's like this mystique, it's mysterious, we don't know where it comes from, but it's something be'etzem. And I think maybe we'll wrap with this, and again, I'm sorry if there are loose ends, and it's not one perfect picture here, but it's something that I'm going to continue to look into, because I think it comes up in so many different places. I want to share an amazing, amazing Shem Yishmuel. Because we know that Purim is really what? Purim is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Hadar kiblu bimei Achashverosh, kimu v'kiblu, mashi kiblu kfar, we re-accepted the Torah on Purim. The Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Vayishlach says the following amazing idea. V'hinei b'sinai k'siv v'yichan sham Yisrael. U'b'mechilta ki'ish echar b'lev echar. We know famous Rashi, the Mechilta that Rashi quotes, that we camped out by Har Sinai and we were ki'ish echar b'lev echar. So he quotes the Rebbe of Vark and he says the most amazing thing. Shaloshon v'yichan hu nesiyas chein. Whoa. We camped out. How were the Jewish people able to camp ki'ish echar b'lev echar? V'yichan is a loshon of chein. When we looked for that chein in the eyes of other people, when we found chein in other people, I should say. That's what allowed us to sit with a certain sense of achdus and unity around Har Sinai. When we were looking for those again, elusive qualities in people, but that avas ha'etzim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people, so we have to have it for Acheinu Beis Yisrael as well. Meaning, if you know that Hashem loves this person because he's a Jew, and Hashem loves you, because you're his child as well, that means that person's your brother, that person's your sister. That chein that we're talking about, again, is the avas etzem that this Vasemis was talking about. That's maybe, the more and more we focus on that chein, again, this chein, the quality of Hashem loves you because of who you are, without doing anything, without not doing anything, it doesn't matter, just by being Shev Al Tasteh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you no matter what. Maybe when we look for that in other people, so we'll find chein in the eyes of other people. Because I think it comes down to Kamayim Panim L'Panim, as the Pasuk Mishlei says as well. When you look for that in other people, when you see it in other people, they see it in you as well. And the more we look positively at other Jews, the more we find, and not just find, but internalize an Ava She'ino Tliya B'davar vis-a-vis other Jews, and we think about other Yidden, and we love them because they're Jewish, regardless of where they're at and what community they're from and how from or not from or anything like that. When we put all of that aside, and maybe that's what Purim's all about, when we're putting on costumes and we don't care about the chitzonius. And it's nichnas ayin yetzah sod, and the ultimate sod is that you're a Jew and you have a neshama. When we focus on that, we'll be able to find chein in the eyes of other people. We'll be able to look at other people with more and more chein. And when we do that, we'll be able to be makabel the Torah again and again and again and again. And through that achdus, we'll be able to hopefully contribute to the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So we'll hold it here for tonight. Thank you everyone so much for learning with me. And we'll pick up next Monday night with more discussions about Purim.